بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate.
لا أقسم بيوم القيامة.
Nay, I swear by the day of resurrection.
Nay.
To open a discourse with nay itself indicates that this surah was revealed in order to refute something. Nay, in the present context, signifies that the unbeliever's notions about resurrection are altogether false. This is followed by a sworn statement enunciating what the truth really is.
I swear by the day of resurrection.
Ironically, the occurrence of the resurrection is being affirmed here by recourse to swearing by the day of resurrection itself. This swearing emphasizes that it is beyond every doubt that resurrection is bound to occur. The entire universe testifies that it has neither always been in existence, nor will it always remain so. It came into existence at a given moment of time from nothingness, and a time will come when it will come to an end.
وَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالنَّفْسِ اللَّوَّامَةِ.
And nay, I swear by the self-reproaching soul. I swear by the self-reproaching soul.
The self-reproaching soul here means conscience, for conscience reproaches man whenever he commits evil deeds. The very existence of conscience bears testimony to the fact that man is answerable for his deeds.
أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَلَّن نَجْمَعَ عِظَامَهُ.
Does man imagine that we will not be able to bring his bones together again?
بَلَىٰ قَادِرِينَ عَلَىٰ أَن نُسَوِّيَ بَنَانَهُ.
Yes, indeed. We have the power to remold even his fingertips.
بَلْ يُرِيدُ الْإِنسَانُ لِيَفْجُرَ أَمَامَهُ.
But man desires to persist in his evil ways. But man desires to persist in his evil ways.
The true reason for a person's denial of resurrection is not that he really has rational or scientific proof establishing that it is beyond the range of the possible. Instead, the true reason for this denial is his proclivity to engage in evil.
يَسْأَلُ أَيَّانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ.
He asks, when will the day of resurrection be?
فَإِذَا بَرِقَ الْبَصَرُ.
When the sight is dazed.
وَخَسَفَ الْقَمَرُ.
And the moon is eclipsed.
وَجُمِعَ الشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ.
And the sun and the moon are joined together.
يَقُولُ الْإِنسَانُ يَوْمَئِذٍ أَيْنَ الْمَفَرُ.
On that day will man say, whither the refuge?
كَلَّا لَا وَزَرُ.
No, there is no refuge.
إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْمُسْتَقَرُ.
With your Lord alone will be the retreat that day.
يُنَبَّأُ الْإِنسَانُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِمَا قَدَّمَ وَأَخَّرُ.
On that day will man be apprised of his deeds, both the earlier and the later.
بَلِ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرَةٌ.
But lo, man is well aware of himself.
وَلَوْ أَلْقَى مَعَاذِيرَهُ.
Even though he might make up excuses, even though he might make up excuses,
man's record will be placed before him on the judgment day. This will be done not in order that the evildoers become acquainted with their evil deeds, for each person is already aware of the evil deeds he has committed. The record will, nevertheless, be brought forward so as to fulfill the requirements of justice, which demand that proof of a culprit's offense be placed before the court.
لا تحرك به لسانك لتعجل به.
O Prophet, do not stir your tongue hastily to commit the revelation to memory. O Prophet.
The whole passage from here to then it will be for us to explain it, verses 16 to 19, is a parenthetical statement which interrupts the discourse to bring an important matter to the Prophet's attention. The need to do so arose because when Gabriel was communicating this surah to the Prophet, peace be upon him, the latter kept repeating it so that he could firmly commit it to his memory.
إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا جَمْعَهُ وَقُرْآنَهُ.
Surely, it is for us to have you committed to memory and to recite it.
فَإِذَا قَرَأْنَاهُ فَاتَّبِعْ قُرْآنَهُ
And so when we recite it, follow its recitation attentively.
ثُمَّ إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا بَيَانَهُ
Then it will be for us to explain it.
كَلَّا بَلْ تُحِبُّونَ الْعَاجِلَةِ
Nay, the truth is that you love ardently the good of this world that can be obtained hastily.
Nay, this marks the resumption of the original subject that was interrupted by the parenthetical statement. The word nay here emphasizes that the true reason for denying the hereafter was not that they were truly convinced that it was beyond God's power to raise the dead to life. The true reason, instead, was that they ardently loved this world and denial of resurrection came handy, for if there were no resurrection and afterlife, they could pursue their worldly interests with full impunity.
And are oblivious of the hereafter. Some faces on that day will be fresh and resplendent. And will be looking towards their Lord. And some faces on that day will be gloomy, believing that a crushing calamity is about to strike them. Nay, when a man's soul reaches up to the throat, nay,
This nay relates to the basic subject under the discussion. It underlines that they were mistaken in fancying that death would bring about their final extinction and that they would not return to their Lord for his reckoning.
And it is said, is there any enchanter who can step forward and help by his chanting? And he realizes that the hour of parting is come. And calf is intertwined with calf. On that day, you will be driven to your Lord.